Hi, this is a dictation for Sharika Hicks, Sharicka Hicks. The date of service is 10/9/2025, new patient visit. Date of birth, 8/3/1996. Date of accident is 10/21, sorry, 10/7/2025. This is a new patient visit for Sharika Hicks. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and headaches. Numbness and tingling of both hands, both feet. History of automobile accident is described as follows. The patient, Sharika Hicks, was traveling on 10/7/2025, nighttime, as a rear passenger on the right in the third row, in a lift car. There were three people in the car, two in the front. Two people went to the emergency room, and it was a caravan van for the lift. They were traveling on Puritan and Purit, like Tom, A-N, and Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R, in West Detroit. They were going down on Puritan, and the driver was texting, and he suddenly hit the brakes too hard in the middle of the road, and the vehicle in the back rear-ended them on a high speed of 50 miles, while their car came to halt from 40 miles to zero. They were hit by a Chevy truck, and she was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. Loss of consciousness, yes. Hit and run, yes. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The damage is to the back of the van. The rear window windshield is broken. Seat is pushed. She did black out for a few minutes. And then she flew to the front and came out of the seat belt, which was loose. The seats were loose, seat belts were loose, and seats collided into each other. There was no bleeding, laceration, fractures. Patient went to Sinai Grace Hospital for 5-hour ER. X-rays were only done. Neck and the spine were checked, and then they were discharged on medications. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches, which are moderately severe, mostly in the front of the head, to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they last for a few hours, 3 to 4 hours, off and on. And they are not sensitive to the light or noise, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported by the patient are dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, and nightmare. The patient denies any vertigo, denies any seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, denies any confusion or disorientation, denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, denies any incontinence, denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The patient has some jaw pain on both sides. The tongue is swollen and feels injured. There is no problem with the taste, smell. Additionally, patient reports sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, lightheadedness, and weakness. He reports tingling and numbness of both hands and both feet and toes. Denies any subtle anesthesia, incontinence of the urine bowel, difficulty walking, or fatigue. Pain syndrome, patient reports constant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 10, constant as. And they are vary from 8 to 9, usually. ADLs are affected 8. Pains are described as throbbing, cramping, aching, and tender. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, bending and lying down, and improved with medications and rest. The ADLs are affected, 8. No motor weakness is reported. Patient has not dropped any phones or dinner plates. The numbness of all the 5 fingers is reported off and on both sides, as well as the both feet. Her jaw hurts as well, as but no rupture of the tooth is reported. Patient has had only x-rays, but no other testing at Sinai Grace Hospital. No other treatment has been afforded to the patient. We kindly review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, and personal history. Please review the record for the ADLs and for diagnosis also. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 138 over 94, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100, and height is 5'4", weight is 145, temperature 96.5, and this is a 29-year-old black female. Average blood nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Fairly alert, oriented. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain. Faces are observed. Patient does not appear overtly anxious or lethargic. And she has a good attitude and demeanor. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive devices. The blood pressure is 138 over 94, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'4", weight is 145, temperature is 96.5. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination, psychiatric examination, and are normal. In the musculature examination, please mention spasm of the trapezius muscle with cervical thoracic fibers and with several trigger points. Caudatus lumborum muscle is also in spasm bilaterally, and the paravertebral muscles are in spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally. In musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. The spasm of the paravertebral muscles L1 to L5 is present. No trigger points. And 2 plus hypertonicity. Spasm of the quadratus lumborum muscle is present bilaterally, and trapezius muscle is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is reported to be as follows. Forward flexion is 35, extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 10. Side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is found negative. Purling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative. Toto Hall test is negative. Distraction test was negative. Thoracic spine, slump test also, and Reese test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raise test is positive at 25 degrees. TLR is positive. Brzezinski-Kernick negative. CAMP test negative. The Brzezinski sign negative. SI joint. The SI joints are found to be negative for any tenderness. Faber test, Gonsalon tests are negative. The any flexion test is negative, ilia compression test is negative, and distraction test is negative. Extremities examination. A normal grip is observed. Carpal tunnel testing was done. Trinels and felling sign are found positive in both the wrist, and no other findings are noticed. There is a normal reflexes, normal circulation, normal intact neurological. No deficits are noted. Range of motions are normal. Shoulders, elbows, hips, and knees are completely normal. and feet are normal, no fracture, dislocation, or any other contusion are noticed. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient has been provided with an order for physical therapy to begin at 3 times per week at a choice place of course. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Chiropractic acupuncture is also ordered for this patient. And following medications are being provided for the patient, which are Lunesta 1 mg for sleep, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 3 for pain relief, Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Medigesic is for headaches, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day for mood, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Medigesic is provided for headache, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Additionally, patient was complaining of severe pain. A Norco 10 mg 325 every 12 hour PRN is provided for next 15 days for further help with the pain. After reviewing the maps and labs, disability, patient is found disabled for work, hospital replacement, and transportation for now. She is referred to a chiropractor for evaluation, treatment, and expenses. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. Non-pharmacological modality, home exercise plan, and referred to psychiatry and gym are all yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Referral to neuropsych, not needed. Attended care case worker is not needed. Past medical records are being ordered released from Sinai Grace Hospital. No investigation has been ordered today. DMEs. Patient is provided with a back brace and a tense unit and a neck traction device. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.